Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why are you in a giggly mood?
I don't know, I just feel good.
All right, stud.
Giggly.
Oh, all right, stud over there.
Why does it make me a stud?
Well, I don't know.
It's actually really loud in my ears. Your voice
is... turn it down.
I've had enough of your voice.
Jesus, starting a podcast off this way... this way again. Do you know what the question that I was going to ask you?
What?
Banjo strings.
Do I play the banjo? What's that movie?
Crocodile Dundee.
No.
Psycho. Halloween.
Where they go up into the hills.
Oh, Hills of Eyes.
No, not Hills of Eyes.
They go up into the hills. Sound of Music.
With the hillbillies.
Yes, it's... oh, Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Ding, 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 ding.
How does that song go? Oh, no one can ever remember.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no.
No, it's
okay,
not
okay, hold on, let me try and do it. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, I keep going, Old MacDonald had a farm,
I can never remember how it goes.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, look about it. You've got a hillbilly vibe.
I know, I've got... I may have a hillbilly look, you have a hillbilly
lifestyle. What is a hillbilly lifestyle?
Well,
play the banjo.
I think stereotypically,
drink moonshine.
I'd drink some moonshine. I'm going to get up the Deliverance. Now, if any of you listeners haven't seen Deliverance, it's basically about some wealthy city goers who go to
City slickers.
And they go river rafting down a river, and they get taken by hillbillies. Very famous movie. Anyway, this is the...
I feel like we should go river rafting.
You want to go... I'll go river rafting. Here, song from Deliverance. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Song. Here we go. There is it. This is it. This is the song. Ready? Here we go. This is it.
Once you've watched the movie, this is like... it will stay in your head. It's really creepy.
I really want to get it.
Wait, get to the...
I'm trying.
Get to the good bit.
What? What the hell?
You've got...
oh my God, where is it?
There we go. That's it.
What is that one I was getting to?
Why are we talking about banjos? Oh, because we're talking about banjo strings.
Yeah, banjo strings.
You're circumcised, right?
Why do you say that so sheepishly?
Because it's a bit of a soft topic. Touchy topic.
Why is it touchy? Yeah, I say it's right. I'm circumcised, motherfuckers. Yeah, damn right. And you know what? It's 98% like cleaner than your rancid ass.
Dude, I'm natural. You're just fake.
What do you mean I'm fake?
You've had a dick job.
Firstly, I had no say in it. I was born and my parents went, take that off.
Let's get that.
They went,
let's take the hood off that.
Yeah, convertibles were in then. So.
It's quite a weird thing. Just like, why?
It's cleaner.
No, but it's just natural. It's not.
You get that thing called smegma.
Never heard of it. What is it?
It's where you get that weird stuff of the inside of the foreskin. Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Oh my God.
Smegma is quite possibly the most disgusting thing.
Oh my God.
The word itself is.
Smegma.
Yeah. Oh, don't. It's making me feel sick.
Smegma is bad. So that's what you have. So it's 90, it's something like 98% cleaner, uncircumcised. Circumcised penises.
And at least it would be.
And also it makes them look bigger.
If you didn't get up to what you get up to. Sadly, you're actually 98% dirtier.
But also it does, it makes them look bigger.
Wow.
I don't know, it's a stronger look. They look like they're at attention.
Is it not like, sorry, this is really weird, but is it not like quite sensitive?
No, because you desensitize it.
But then surely sex isn't as good.
Oh, come on. I don't know. I think... Wait a second. As a boy, if you... Oh, God, I can't believe we're talking about this on the podcast today. It is private parts. Have you been in the shower? Have you ever...
No, I've never been in the shower.
Okay,
so... I actually only bathe, which
no,
is...
No, you don't.
I promise you, I only bathe.
You only bathe?
I haven't had a shower in years.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
I only bathe.
Okay, so when you go to festivals, what do you do?
Bathe.
No, you do not bathe. Bathe in what?
I bathe in the sound.
Oh, God.
I bathe in the vibe. No, I only bathe.
Do you shower when you go to a festival?
No, not normally, really.
Oh, you just hit it.
That's what you do at a
festival. You're 99% dirtier than me. Look at that.
No, but there's no point.
What do you mean there's no point?
I'm there to let loose, enjoy myself. I'll shower when I get home.
So you think, and you're there for 3 days normally?
I got back from a festival recently. I hadn't showered for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Got in the bath because I only bathe. And the water was honestly like black.
Oh my God. See, that's the most vile thing. Anyway, what was I saying is, what was I just saying? Oh, that's it. Have you ever been where you pull back your foreskin and apparently you try and put a shower on it?
What?
Sorry, I don't know, because I've never done that, because I'm circumcised. But apparently it's really sensitive.
Oh, wait, so you that wouldn't do anything for you?
No.
What do you have to... This makes so much sense.
What do you mean?
Because you have to go to extra lengths to get your kicks.
No, I don't. Because
your bell end ain't sensitive anymore. You're a sensitive guy, but your bell end isn't.
There was a guy at my school who...
There's always a guy at your school.
Yeah,
there's always someone at your school with a ridiculous name who's either been caught wanking.
Yeah, this is another one.
Oh, okay, cool. There you go, did you do this time?
First, I went to an all-boys school.
You put a potato up his bottom. We named him Spuds. What did he do? Come on. What was his name first?
No, I can't say his full name.
Well,
his first name was Ben.
Ben Dover.
Ben Dover.
Okay.
No,
most
so
commonly used phrase at Raffles.
Raffles. Radley.
I didn't say Radley.
No, this is at my prep, my second school. So this is when I started boarding, and I must have been like 10, it must have been 11. It was around the time that we first started, like, you know.
I would have loved to have seen you when you were like really young.
Yeah, wicked.
I bet you're an absolute balance.
Why would I be? I was a legend.
Imagine you just like.
I was a nice, charming,
cocky little bastard.
Yeah, it was great. Anyway, Ben, we were talking about masturbation, and he was like, I know how to masturbate. And we must have been like 12.
Did you talk about anything else at school?
No, nothing else to do.
Every reference is talking about wanking.
Yeah, anyway, he did. I think I've told you this before. Anyway, he basically described it. He said he showed me with it. He basically gripped. He showed a grip like he was holding like a ketchup bottle, like a big one. And he gripped like that. And then he just said, and then you just rub the top. Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's awesome.
All right.
Anyway. Why are we talking about this again?
Well, I was just talking about the fact that banji strings, and they sometimes break and all those different things. Have you ever had that experience?
You
have?
Mine's broken, actually.
No.
When I was younger.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know.
So you were...
I just woke up and it was, broken.
You didn't wake up and it was like that.
I was at university. I was living my best life.
And it happened at night time. It happened during an act.
During an act.
It did.
It wasn't a sex performance. And now for my next act. What are you talking about? It was horrific because the thing is, it takes so long to heal. But obviously, as a
you just fall through the pain, doesn't matter.
It's blood, like it's, yeah. But like,
does it bleed a lot?
Yeah, like because there's a lot of blood that goes to that region. But the thing is, it's like it takes so long to heal, but you also want to carry on doing what you're doing. So it's
so you're one of those people. You don't let, you just don't let things heal. You're impatient. You've got to be more patient in life.
Don't let the wounds heal.
No, just be patient in life. Good things come to those who wait. You're just like, now, give it to me all, blah, blah, blah. I reckon, okay, this is a big thing at the moment. Okay, this is a great tangent. segue. You know the new Matrix movie's out?
Sorry, I literally just nearly passed out then. Is it?
Yeah, the new Matrix movie's out.
I actually rewatched 1 to 3 Matrix movies.
Sick.
The other day on Hangover, it was great.
you were hungover and you sat at home and watched 1, 2, and 3 Matrix.
Yeah. You got a problem?
Yeah, you want to fight? Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Should we do a Matrix fight? Slow-mo.
But the Matrix number 3 is out and the advert, and people are going crazy about
it's
advert.
Number 4, mate.
Okay, whatever.
You're not a Matrix guy.
Go and play with your Warhammer.
You're not a Matrix guy.
I reckon when you were younger.
Go and play with your Warhammer.
Yeah, I reckon when you were young, you had a little like model plane. You used to paint it. Don't touch my plane. That's what you were like.
Well, I actually did have Warhammer.
Wait, did you actually?
I went for a brief period of having it.
Okay.
I didn't have the commitment to paint it there. Do you know, actually...
What was your commitment to it?
I bought it.
You just bought it?
Bought it and just left it.
We used to play this game because they used to have... This is actually really naughty. This is when I was much younger. They used to have... Where you used to go and get Warhammer from were those shops called Game Zone or... What was it called? What were they called? Somewhere, we all know. What were those shops where you could get Warhammer from? Don't remember?
Game Zone.
Games Workshop. It was Games Workshop.
And
we used to play this game to see how much Warhammer you could steal from the shop. And so you'd go in there and see what you could steal.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll. Is that in your book?
No, it's not in my book. But that...
You should have...
Yeah, well,
you
quickly...
You should have put that in there.
Nice little thing. My book is out. I can explain.
I'm so bored of hearing about the book.
Well, no one else is because no one's bought it.
Do you know what? I had a dream.
You and Martin Luther King.
I had a dream that your book sold out.
Really?
Yeah. And you were like really, really delighted. And I woke up and I was like, it's not going to happen, is it? I actually genuinely did.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, against all odds, his book sold out.
Against all odds? What do you think?
You were so delighted. And I was like, yeah, you done well. Then I woke up.
You done well, kid.
What's the next book going to be?
Yeah, you done well, old yellow.
Are you going to do a part 2?
Might do it. It's hard to fit everything in the book. You can't fit like everything you want. So it's just like, it was like brief moments and you talk about a lot of different things. But anyway, go to the link in my bio on my Instagram, go and pre-order a signed copy of my book, or you wait till the 16th of September, but go and get the pre-order right now. Okay, enough of my book.
Just do it, guys, because otherwise we're going to hear about it for the next 3 months.
That's true. So, anyway, so Matrix advert is out for the new Matrix.
I love the Matrix.
Talk about, in it, is they basically have these two pictures of, they have the new red pill and the new blue pill. They're not new.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do. I've seen the Matrix.
They've got the new red pill and the new blue pill.
Well, in the advert, it was a slip of a tongue.
So do you remember what happened in the first movie?
Yes, Neo got the choice of taking a red pill or a blue pill.
Okay, who offers him the choice?
Morpheus.
Okay, good. Right. Okay, I just want to make sure you're...
Who is Morpheus played by?
I don't know, but he's not in the new one.
Well, that's
in the trailer, I saw he's not there.
But he might turn up at some point.
I hope so. What's the actor called? He's great.
Okay. I don't know what his name is, but he is good. Anyway, so it's not Kanye West, it's Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is in it. He plays Neo.
Kanye West. Kanye. Can you do it?
Anyway, and the whole point is that you get to choose between two pills, a blue pill and a red pill. The blue pill, if you take the blue pill, you stay basically in this idyllic world. You stay in the world that we live in that, you know, you just are, what's the word I'm trying to look for? You remain ignorant to everything.
Yeah.
So
you're still plugged into the system.
To the Matrix.
Unaware, oblivious.
And the red pill, if you take the red pill, you get to see what's outside of the Matrix.
Mm.
You get to see the real world. Now, would you rather remain ignorant or would you take... Don't tell me yet. Remain ignorant or would you want to know the real world? And on three, we're going to say it. So red pill is you go out of the Matrix. You're not ignorant anymore. You'll basically become experienced. You know everything. And the blue pill is where you stay ignorant. We're going to say it on three.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One, two, three, blue.
Both.
Both. That's your, like, what just, do you mean both?
Yeah, let's just take both. So yeah. they might be a weird mix. You're so blue pill it hurts.
You are so red pill.
I took 5 red pills this morning.
What, Nurofen? Well done.
You're so blue pill.
Would you take a red pill, be honest?
Yeah.
Why? I'm going to explain my side and you can explain your side. Go.
I don't want to be ignorant. I would like to know what else there is. I would like to...
Why?
To break free.
For what? What reason?
I don't know. It's just a...
Yeah, exactly.
An innate desire to...
Okay.
To know more.
So you take the red pill. You can never change it. You're then out of the matrix and you live in a world where it's nothing. There's no burgers. There's no steaks.
But there's
no
Trinity.
Yeah. There's no cinemas, there's no Coca-Colas or
I love that
festivals.
That's your the joys of life.
Yeah, there's no family.
Named loads of brands.
There's no families. There's no like theme parks.
Where's that come from?
Where are you doing?
There are families. What are you talking about?
Are there families?
I think family is probably one of the things that pervades the system almost. Do you know what I mean? Love and all that type of stuff is beyond the...
Truthfully, if someone gave me one of those pills, what would I do? Would I take the blue or the red? I would take the blue. I'd say, would I? You'd be curious to take the red, but I think a majority of people would take the blue pill. Just hands up in the room who would take the blue pill. No one.
Yeah.
You're all crazy.
No.
Who would take the red pill? Put your hand up. Everyone else. Why? Like, what the hell?
Should we get some red pills? Let's get a couple of red pills and see what...
I would take both. I think there's something... Blake wrote a poem. William Blake wrote a poem.
Willie Blake.
Willie Blake.
Oh, that's great.
Wrote a poem. And he said in the poem...
A robin, a red breast in a cage, puts all of heaven in a rage. Willie Blake.
Okay. Say that again.
A robin, red breast in a cage, puts all of heaven in a rage.
Because they're meant to be free.
That's it.
All right, okay.
Don't cage nature, baby.
Okay, all right. Anyway, William Blake wrote two poems. One was called Innocence, the other called Experience. And it was how life ruins innocence. And innocence is a wonderful thing. People underestimate how amazing innocence is. Why do you want to be experienced so much? You don't. You know, you want to remain innocent.
I don't know what that has to do with the matrix they're in.
I don't know.
I actually think when you're a kid, you're not in the matrix. We become programmed as we get older because society and life makes
God,
us...
God, you're just like a complete psycho. Like, what are you talking about?
Look, you're jacked up on blue pills. You need to just relax. Take a couple of red ones and chill out, mate.
I would like to know from all you listeners, let us know what you would like. Go onto our Instagram, send us some DMs, contact our privatepartspodcast.com. Let us know if you take the red pill or the blue pill. We'd really like to know that, wouldn't we?
Mm.
Okay.
Very interested. Let's do a social media post, do an Instagram story,
okay,
where you can do a poll.
Oh, you can.
And we have a pill on either side and we'll see what comes out.
Wow, look at that marketing genius over there.
Yeah, what's up?
There you go.
Social media.
Social media. Okay, we got a listener of the week here via Instagram from Fabian, who says to us, hey Fabian, says, I was in year 7 hitting the town with the lads and my mate Toby, just reiterate, we were only 12 at the time, saw this girl bending down to look in her bag. He turns to us all and says, look at that cooch on her. The girl turned round, it was his sister.
Oh no.
True story.
That's...
look at her cooch. What?
Also, what is a cooch? I don't think I've
well,
ever...
I don't know.
I think it's never almost... had that before.
I don't know.
Look at the cooch on that.
Well, I think in life it's
that's
like...
that's what you sit on a cooch, don't you?
Yeah, I think you do sit on a cooch.
Lovely cooch in your house. That's...
quickly, let's get to the back of the cooch. That's where the cool kids are.
Back of the cooch.
Back of the cooch. Let's go to the back of the cooch.
I did a wee in a bottle once in the back of a cooch.
Wait, sorry. You were sitting in a cooch.
On our way to Butlins, actually. I was sitting on a cooch in a cooch.
You were sitting on a cooch and you peed in a bottle.
Yeah, you must have had to wee in a bottle once.
Sounds like some lyrics to a song. Sitting on a cooch, peeing in a bottle.
Don't ever become a producer songwriter, because
producer/songwriter. Once I've just became a songwriter,
you might make it. But if you became a producer/songwriter, no chance.
I think it's one of those things with like penises. It says penises or genitalia. You can kind of pretty much say anything. You can go, oh, look at that wagon over there. Talking about, you know, you can say anything.
Look at that wagon.
You know about penis. You go,
oh,
hey,
Bob.
He's got a big wagon, and you know what he's talking about. Oh, he's got a big fridge.
What do you call your chap?
I don't call my chap anything. What do you call your chap? You don't have a name for it. Oh
no,
my
I don't
god.
Have a name
you go.
For my penis,
don't though. Worry, ladies. You're about to meet the Excalibur. And is that what you say?
Have you met my? Say a lot of my little.
I don't say that.
Yeah, I know that would be.
What do you say?
I don't say anything. It's just there.
Have you ridden the log flute?
The log flute.
Log flute.
have you been to Thorpe Park? Because there's a new ride in town. That's a new attraction.
Just get on the Chessing.
There's a 2-hour wait.
You've got your VIP ticket.
Because I'm incredibly drunk. So it's going to take me a while to get...
That's a 2-hour wait.
It's not because there's a queue. It's going to take me a while. The technical difficulties with the ride today. Oh god.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm crying a bit.
I remember one of the funniest moments of my entire life. Actually, what was the scariest moment? We went to Chessington World of Adventures, and there was this thing called the Magic Carpet Ride. And it went, you know, you sit, it goes, woo,
I remember woo,
I'm making noise. All the listeners can hear me making noises. It goes, woo, woo. But it does that, like, it looks like a magic, you know, it looked like a pirate ship, but a magic carpet. And I stood on my tiptoes to get past, like, the height thing, right, with my brother.
Was this last year?
It was last year. Anyway, I must have been, like, 5, I reckon. Anyway, we went on to it. And the bar came down and it goes, phew. Honestly, to this day, I thought I was going to fly out. I was holding on so tight. And I looked at my brother and he was holding on. He looked at me and mouths, hold on. It was fucking terrifying. I was like, I'm fucking dying. This magic carpet.
Is this the same brother that used to read you, yes. Jamie, in this?
Yes, sweet one.
World.
He didn't read it, he made it up.
No, it was just testing. You made it up. I knew it was made up.
No, he made it up. No, I didn't make it up. He made it up.
It's a fake story.
I swear. Should I phone my brother right now?
I don't know. I believe you.
My brother used to tell me stories of Jamie's Sweet World, hence the sweet company I started. But he, we had an argument one day, and
he also tell you Jamie the misogynist? Jamie and the misogyny.
One day we had a huge argument.
Yeah,
me and my brother, and he said, if we have another argument, I'll never tell you another story. And I pushed him so hard that day. We had arguments all day, and he said, right, no. And from that day on, he never told me another story.
Shit.
He was really stubborn like that.
So he's probably got some pretty good material backed up.
He was just great. There was a character
was he older than you?
Yeah, he's older than me. He's always wanted to be an author. He's 2 years older. How sweet. And he just had this amazing imagination. It's like he's died. He's still alive. He had this amazing imagination. He was just a great guy. He is a great guy. I mean, anyway, the point is that what the hell were you talking about before?
I have literally no clue.
Well, you've now got me. Oh, that's the Matrix thing. Anyway.
The Matrix was about five hours ago. What are you talking about? I'm actually very excited for the Matrix.
Yeah.
Before.
I'm not sure I like it.
Keanu, yeah, I know, because you're scared of
No,
I'm not scared of the unknown.
No, it's not about the unknown. It's just I think the Matrix is like, I like living where we are. I don't understand the idea that we want to get out of this area.
Yes, we get it. You've got a cushy life.
No, it's not a cushy life. I just like it. It's nice.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not saying ruin this life. We just explore something else.
All right, big guy. Okay, we got a charity nomination as well from Mark Provis, who says, Fountain of Life are a small charity that make huge impact. It provides boreholes for families in Senegal for only £150. Having access to safe water means less disease, less time fetching water, more time in school. That's amazing. So if you do want to send in your charity nomination, that's amazing. Fountain of Life. So if you go to our link tree on Private Parts Instagram, you can click the link and you can put your nominations in there. We want to read out as many as we can. We want to donate some cash, all these kind of things. So please, please, please go and do it right now and tell your friends about it. That would be wonderful. Go and tell your friends. Anyone at all. We want the unsung heroes. We want to hear from you. I tell you what, because Private Parts is about being honest, right?
Right.
Yeah, I had a big fight with Soph last night.
No way.
Yeah.
Shit, what about?
Just we went to the NTAs, which we won. We won, strictly won.
You won the NTAs.
Yeah, I won the NTAs. Went on stage. Woo, who, Jeremy,
How do they decide who goes on stage for that? Who went on stage?
Me, Harvey, he's been on the podcast. Jeanette, he's been on the podcast. Yeah. Nicola was there and who? JJ. Nicola Adams, the boxer.
Oh.
She was there and JJ was there. And we went on stage. And I felt like a complete plonker on stage. Oh, you stand out there. And then so I walked up on stage and I was standing in front of everyone. And so I thought, God, it's like my penis out. Like, I mean, you don't, you're sort of so excited and then you're on stage in front of everyone.
Right,
on
so
TV.
You've gone on stage and the first thing you think of is your penis.
What? Did you just think it's my fly? Like, it's a fly. You can see me.
I keep doing that. I leave the house and I'll be walking for like 10 minutes and I realise my flies have been undone.
Yeah, so I then said, so I was on stage. That's the deliverance bit. I was on stage. And there's a picture of Harvey and I, which I'm going to show you now. And all the listeners, you can go to a picture of Harvey and I together here. And we're laughing, right? It's just Harvey and I laughing and the water's moving. That's because I just whispered to him where on stage, I said, your penis is out. And he went, oh, and went down to grab
his
and it wasn't.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Well
appreciate
done.
It. Anyway, my point is that...
What was the award? Like, what was it?
Best.
Best big dicks on...
Best. I don't know what it's for. I don't know. We just won. We won for best, like, reality show.
You don't know
show.
What the award
best,
was.
Maybe best dance show. No, it was best competition show.
Nice.
Because it was against Britain's Got Talent and other ones like that.
Oh, it's way better than that.
All right, listen, we're going on tangents. I don't know where we went today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to our bonus episode. Do you have fun there?
Is that it?
Well, we can keep going if you want to.
We're done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right. No, I'm out.
Some people say they prefer the bonus episodes to the Friday
episode. I prefer bonus.
Why?
Well, because it's just us.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, I don't. It's not you putting on a front because you've got a guest in.
Oh,
God, you're big on TikTok.
Jesus.
How can I milk some of your followers?
Why do you make a trumpet noise? What are you doing?
Imitating you. Oh, blowing okay.
So you're just saying, because I'm charming and engaging with our guests, that's a problem.
Charming, engaging, I don't know. Engaging, sure.
Charming as well?
I don't know if charming's...
Well, what do you do there?
No, slightly cringe, maybe.
Cringe, Jesus Christ.
No, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it.
All right, big team. All right, big fellas.
Big team.
Yeah, that's what I call the private parters now.
A team.
All right, A team. Listen, we'll catch you on the flip side. Sorry, I got a bubble in my throat now. Catch you on the flip side, big fellas.
You wanted to say mother.
Yeah,
I could tell you wanted to say something rude then, but you resisted. Well done.
Yippee-ki-yay! My favourite line in any movie. Yippee-ki-yay!
In any movie?
Yeah, one of them.
Nice.
All right, that's the end of the episode. See you on Friday for a whopper.
Yeah.
Bye. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.